Hey, hello. This is the Stuck in Traffic videos with Wolf Korlick. I'm clearly not at traffic. I am at HPE Protect, where I've learned a very valuable lesson, and that is I am terrible at racing cars. No, they have like the Oculus, and they have like the set, and you sit down, and I used to really be good at this game, I swear, right? Back in the day of Pac-Man, I could really. So I sit down, and I drive the car, and I'm like flooring it, trying to get ahead, and I'm crashing into the walls left and right. This other punk, you know who you are. This other punk was next to me, driving along, a little bit slower, a little more cautious, knew the curves, knew the terrain, and he beat me. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Totally not fair, because I was clearly pushing the pedal harder. But it had me thinking about velocity and change. It had me thinking about what we mean when we say, well, security slows down. Especially since right after that, I went in and sat in on a fantastic customer panel where they're talking about DevOps. So the tip to you is define velocity not as how fast can we go, because I'll just run you into a wall, but how fast we can go in a fashion that produces good results. So in other words, the velocity of secure, high quality code versus the velocity of us just banging out code and what have you. That is DevOps, and that is the ability for security to influence DevOps. Three ways that I took away from the panel to do that, three ways to make sure that that velocity is happening, and it is one, culturally, not only dealing top-down management, but also bottom-up, finding your influencers, building your centers of excellence, finding the people who are already security advocates, and tying them in with the mandate to do secure, high-quality code. People want to do good code. They want to do good systems. They want to go fast. Give them the tools to do it. Create that cultural bridge. Number two, after culture, look at automation. You can't go fast if you're waiting in your tools. You can't go fast if your car won't support it. You can't go fast if you are doing everything manually, which is how oftentimes we're still checking web apps, right? Let's just do a pen test, 6 weeks out. No, stop. Look at automation for your code. Look at automation for the application environment. Look at automation in part of your integration cycle. Automate as much of that as possible so that when you get cultural buy-in and now you're executing, your tools are doing most of the work and your people can focus in on going fast and producing high quality code. Number three, culture, automation, personalization. Personalize, make it relevant, focus in on the vulnerabilities, focus in on the changes, focus in on the code that matters most to the organization. Forget OWASP Top 10, says the guy who really likes OWASP. Remember OWASP Top 10, but for right now, forget OWASP Top 10. Put that aside and look at the top three or four vulnerabilities that matter really to your organization. Forget about the CVS scores. Put all that aside and look at the sensitivity of systems to your organization. If they're down, what would that mean if that application wasn't running, right? Make it very, very personal. So if you want to go fast, if you don't want to crash into walls like I was 2 minutes ago and now I got vertigo from Oculus or hours ago, focus on culture, automate, and make it very, very relevant to the organization, to its mission, and to what those applications really mean. That's it for me. That's it for me at HPE Protect. Tomorrow I'll probably be on an airplane or somewhere else. So have a good one. Hit me up on comments.